5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back. Yeah, I almost said welcome back to the whole show, but we are very excited for what we're going to be doing for the rest of the season for Colorado State. We've got the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Live studio audience, just like a 1987 sitcom. It's very fun. Scott, my friend, it's great to have you in studio.
I'm just excited to be here. You know, this is going to be fun for the next 8 weeks for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm getting you guys right off the bye week, too, so you're in a really good mood. Oh, you're happy, feeling great.
Not tired.
Huge game coming. Yeah, not tired. Yeah, I mean, you got a huge game coming up this weekend. There's going to be so many things. And I know you have big goals, so our audience is so excited to follow you along for the rest of the season. And I think you told me something on the phone that this is why I know you're such a great leader. You know, you're like, hey, we're trying to get this thing back on track, and I'm taking that personally. I'm taking that. That's going to be me, along with a lot of these great leaders, that we're going to be out there grinding to make this thing right.
Absolutely. You know, we got the San Jose State. What are the Spartans coming
in?
And I mean, they just came off of winning the Mountain West Championship last year. So it's a great, you know, opportunity for us, I think, this week coming up. And it's homecoming on top of that, so it's going to be fun.
You know, it's very interesting. Obviously, I don't know how much you get on the Twitterverse, the Twitter box there, but if you were to look at the first, like, your 4 weeks for you guys has been this crazy up and down trajectory. First 2 weeks, of course, you guys weren't thrilled with your performance. You lose to South Dakota State, you lose to Vanderbilt. We were talking a little bit about that off the air. Then you guys are what, 14 and a half point dogs against Toledo on the road. You go there and you run away with that thing defensively. You guys, you're playing out of your mind personally. Then you go and play, what are they, third now in the nation in Iowa? Their goals are playoffs. I said this several times on the air. I said this team's not going to overlook CSU, because every loss to them, or even a thought of a loss, is going to be considered a step back as far as that top four ranking. So I do feel like you got their best, and you guys went down there and put on one hell of a performance. We're up at halftime, 14-7. So first four games has been crazy as far as this non-conference schedule. How do you assess the first four games?
So, you know, obviously you come out and you look at it. 1-3 was not what we wanted to be. But if you, you know, really dissect it, other than the first game, we've gotten better as a team, I feel like. Well, I mean, not other than the first game. But if you look at it as far as from week to week, we've actually grown a lot as a team. That first week performance, you know, we were all embarrassed by that. We can't, you know, talk about that enough. But week one is not who we are in week five. And especially coming off the bye, we feel like we were playing our best ball on defense. And if we continue to grow, we can do dominant things on that side of the ball. Now, as far as, I want to say, offensive side, if they get it together too and put together their best week's performance, you know, and continue to grow, I think, you know, the sky's the limit for us. I think Coach Adazio talked about at the beginning of the year how we can be an explosive team. You know, I think we can really be explosive once we hit those, you know, if we don't overthrow on a few passes or if we don't make a fumble there, our offense is rolling. And, I mean, they're running the ball really well. I mean, we outrushed Iowa, the number three team. And I think, you know, I don't want to keep harping on Iowa, but we did do very well against them, I thought. And well enough to win the game, we competed hard, we played tough. So that being said, it was, you know, disappointing after losing the game because we knew it was right there. It was right there on our fingertips. So we could feel it, you know. And it left a lot of sour taste, I think, in guys' mouths because, you know, we want more now.
Is it tough to have a bye week after that? You know, because you feel like, wow, we just went out there and took it to a top team in the country. A couple of plays go our way. Maybe we get this W. Then you got to stop. Then you don't have a game last weekend. Is it tough, or was it like, know what? This is a good opportunity for us to hit the pause button, reassess, then jump into conference play.
I want to say it was probably at the perfect time, just because, you know, you get a few guys that are banged up, you know, Dante, David. I mean, like a few of those guys that are key, you know, role players on offense. And I just think, you know, if we get them healthy, you know, we can really go into conference play, you know, rolling on the offense side of the ball, which is, you know, the goal. And we're 0-0 in conference play right now. So for us, you know, we can still reach the goal of playing in that Mountain West Championship game this year, which is what we all really hope to do. So for me, I personally believe it just came at the right time. Now, as far as momentum goes, yeah, you probably like to consistently play week to week afterwards, you know, to keep that momentum rolling. And as far as the growth goes and the maturity levels of guys on the team buying in more so each and every week, you know, they're really realize that, hey, you know, like that technique that we were talking about, I did it once or twice maybe, and it did wonders for me on the field. And then they do it more, you know, and they just keep buying in. So,
man, I was just, we were talking about this off the air. I know not a lot of people would call you Spider-Man, but you're just like, your hands are sticking to these guys. You're clawing them down like a lion. Yep. Some of these running backs, it looks like they're going to go by, and then suddenly there's a Scott Patchen hand that just comes out of nowhere and brings a running back down, an Iowa running back down with one arm, dude. What's going on there? That's just, I mean, you can't teach that.
No, I mean, me and my dad used to preach grip strength all the time.
Oh, there you go, man.
So growing up, we always had a rice bucket in our garage, and I don't know if you maybe know how to work that as far as a workout.
I mean, it looks kind of like I do, right?
You kind of put your hand in, you put your hand in the rice bucket, you move it all around different directions, you grab, you open up, you work on the extensors and the flexor.
Wow.
The flexor tendons in your hand as far as, you know, strength goes. So, or you could just blame it on the gloves.
I like the rice bucket. Colfax, yeah. Write that down in the good idea book. Bring the rice bucket next week. It's time to get chiseled, all right? We're trying to get our grip going. No, I mean, it's little things like that you notice because I know you're a phenomenal player. Everybody knows you're a phenomenal player. But then when you see plays like that, I would believe that's what scouts are looking at, that, again, you're not quitting on a play. But if you can get your hands on a ball carrier, there's a darn good chance that you're going to bring him down. Not a full form tackle. If he's lost, you're pulling him back. I mean, that's what's phenomenal to me.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, you play defense. The goal is just to get the man down. However you do it, you know, doesn't really matter to me. I mean, it shouldn't matter to anybody. As long as you do your job and get the guy down, at the end of the day, there shouldn't be any complaints about that.
San Jose State will be an interesting one. I think at the beginning of the season, you know, they're sitting at a 3-2 record, 1-0 in the conference. But at the beginning of the season, people are saying, man, this is not 2 years ago, San Jose State. This team is obviously the champs. This is looking like a very good team. They've had a couple of hiccups. Injured quarterback last week. Mm-hmm. Still get the win, though. And so we'll kind of wait and see what the quarterback situation looks like. But, yeah, very, very salty football team.
Yeah, you know, they're really good up front, too, I think. They got number 55, Snyder, I believe, and he was a first-team all-conference last year. I'm looking forward to that matchup. I think, you know, he's a tremendous player, and I'm excited to go up against him. You know, you don't like to, I want to say, look forward to, you know, not-so-good players. I look forward to, you know, playing against better players because at the end of the day, you know, what do scouts and other teams look at, you know, when they're trying to grade you and figure out who you are as a player? They don't want to see you going against somebody who's a JV player. They want to see somebody who's, you know, a good football player going against another good football player and possibly winning those one-on-ones.
We're talking to Scott Patchen. It's the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. How much did you pay attention to all the conference stuff? There was a lot of news going on around Colorado State last week, around the decision ultimately for, well, you heard it with Boise State, you heard it with San Diego State, you heard it with Air Force, and then, of course, Colorado State. Hey, you're sticking in the Mountain West Conference. Did you think about that stuff much, or is it kind of like, because I know you've got other goals in your mind too.
I didn't think about it that much, to be honest with you. But if I'm looking at it from just, you know, location wise, I didn't think it made that much sense.
True.
There's a lot of flying. You know, you think about the teams over there in the AAC. But I think it's probably a lateral move at best. But, you know, maybe there's more money in that. I don't know. I'm not, you know, making the decision.
It seems like the money changes because, again, like in 3 years, you know, Cincinnati, Houston, UCF, they're leaving anyway. So who knows? Does that change those contract deals? So I agree with you. It feels like a lateral move. If those teams were there, who knows? But ultimately, that's kind of what it felt like.
Yeah. And we don't know. You know, there's the money issue behind it. Is maybe they were getting more in the contract that they were offering, and that's probably what made maybe CSU think about it for a second.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, college football has just been crazy to follow. Yeah. Who knows what it's going to look like in 5 to 10 years, man.
Yeah.
All right, some other news, of course. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. This was not the Scott Patchen Show last week, of course. Ellison Hubbard, a great friend. I think he's a great friend of yours. He's a great friend of the stations here. We've got to know him really well. A little bit of controversy last week. It was a shock, I think. People asked me if I knew. It was a shock to me as well. Ellison Hubbard entered the transfer portal after a few games into the season. And, you know, he was on this program, my program last week, talking about part of his decision and kind of what he said. Again, most of it was pretty much about playing time. 90% was about playing time. But he kind of expressed feelings of, hey, things changed a little bit. I was told perhaps one thing at the beginning of the season, and then things changed throughout that process. You saw a couple of other names on that list, maybe throughout the last couple of weeks as far as transfers go. Kind of wanted to pick your brain and get your thoughts on that side of it because, as you know, coaches have been taking heat from that side of it as far as why is everybody leaving? What's going on?
Well, I mean, I think it's just guys probably disgruntled in the way that they're not getting the playing time they think that they were or hopeful that they were going to get, you know, and then you realize the guys we necessarily, you know, have in our room that were starting in that game versus Iowa and how we held them to 56 rushing yards. I mean, if we were hot, well, we're going to keep rolling with it.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, and it's tough, you know, for a guy that's maybe not in the role he expected to be in to accept that. And so, you know, if that leads you to go into the transfer portal, then so be it. But, you know, I got respect for Hub, and I like Hub, and he's a great guy. But at the end of the day, if I got Devin Phillips and Manny Jones next to me on the inside, I'm a happy person. I love playing with those guys.
We're going to bring those guys on at some point, too, man.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Can we get everybody in here? Or is that, I mean, am I going to feel like a little hobbit or something if that happens? Is that what's...
There are some big guys. Yeah. Like, I'm tall, but those are some big guys.
Some big dudes, man. Yeah, you guys are some big guys. There's no question about it. It's just such an interesting topic of discussion, because then some other interviews were on later on this station on some other programs that said, oh, I think there's more to it. I actually had Ellison on to do a little football NFL stuff Friday. And I asked him again. I said, hey, can you clarify? There's some reporters saying that they think there's more to it than that. And obviously people want to go to the culture, want to go to toxic environment and that stuff. And I point blank, I said, Ellison, is that what's going on? I said, no, there's nothing deeper than what I had told you last week, that mostly it's a playing time situation, and that maybe I thought that my playing time was going to go one way. They clearly thought it was going to go the other at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But it is interesting. Sometimes there are stories there. Sometimes there aren't.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing to take away is coaches aren't going to make this political statement by not playing certain guys from previous staffs, you know, which is what I saw on Twitter. And the biggest thing to take away that I can tell everybody is coaches are going to play the best players. You know, it's no secret that everybody wants to win. So if that means playing a certain player, even if, you know, they don't have their best relationship with the coaches and players between those two, or, you know, have it, if they have it or not, it doesn't happen like that, you know. And as far as, you know, possibly the culture that we talk about at CSU with guys transferring out, it's, you know, it's going to happen when you have coaching changes. Guys aren't going to buy into the program, and then they don't want to be here, and that's okay. And then you get a guy like Hub who maybe wanted to be here but didn't, you know, get the playing time he was expecting, and if he wants to leave, that's fine, you know.
Well, nowadays, I mean, and this is what I brought up last week, too. I said, hey, let it, you know, every team's probably doing this, right? I mean, you're seeing the transfer portal. It's like the wild, wild west.
I mean,
you're getting guys that say, hey, for whatever reason, maybe I want to go play with a coach that I'm really familiar with. Because I remember you outlined your, was it top four things as to why you wanted to come to Colorado State, what you were looking at. And I've been a very big fan of the transfer portal if it's done the right way.
Absolutely.
And again, this is one of those situations where, hey, he thinks he might have a shot at some point to do something else, then he's not going to get it here, at least at this point.
Yep.
It's what it looks like. But your reasons for entering the transfer portal, I love it, because, you know, you talk so highly of Coach Addazio.
Oh, yeah. I've known him since I was a little kid. He obviously recruited my brother Matt to Florida. I remember the in-home visit when him and Coach Meyer visited our house when I was really young. But, no, I've known him forever. So he was a head coach I could trust, and I'll just, you know, repeat it on air for everybody to hear.
I love it.
The few things I was basically looking at when I entered the transfer portal is, A, I wanted to have, you know, a head coach I could trust. B, I wanted a D-line coach that I could really learn from. The label I received from Miami when I was leaving, I felt like, was that I couldn't rush the passer. So I wanted a coach that could possibly help me grow my game and work on my deficiencies and get out of that label that I couldn't rush the passer. And then also piggybacking off that, I wanted the coach that could help me grow as far as all phases of being a defensive lineman. So like we talked about earlier, stopping the run and earning the right to rush the passer. And I felt like I found a perfect one in Coach Smith, and my personality matches his personality, and he's probably my favorite person to see in that building besides Coach Addazio.
Wow. I mean, that's what, you know, it is interesting because, again, Ellison last week's not really speaking negatively, but not necessarily positively. You're saying, hey, these guys are some of my favorite people.
Yeah. I mean, look, I came from Miami, so I have perspective on it. And, you know, I thought maybe these guys would have a little bit of perspective on it, too. And to sit here and maybe say that a coach wasn't doing a lot for me, Coach Smith does awesome things for us all the time. I'm talking about, I'm over at his house maybe once or twice. He's feeding us, taking us out. Like, I mean, he just took us to Hibachi maybe last week. I mean, this guy does more than, you know, any coach I've ever had in my life has done for me. And so I'm thankful for that, and I always want to give it back to him whenever I can.
Well, and we're going to, you know, again, you can hear it in your voice. And like I said, you and I talked before the season began, and I know we talked a lot about some of the stuff that was going on with, you know, the Colorado and different reports and things like that. It's an interesting world, but I tell you, we're thrilled to have you on a weekly basis to talk about this journey throughout the course of the season. And as you said, trying to right the ship, too. At the end of the day, that's what it's going to be about. If you get some W's, Those naysayers quiet down pretty quickly.
Winning cures everything. I will say that.
So. It sure does, man. All right, Scott, you going to stick around for a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll take a quick break. It's the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I was over there the other day, man. That pizza, it's dangerously good, man. You can get into some trouble with that pizza.
Oh, yes, you can.
I can just not stop, you know, and then I pass out, and next thing you know, you're just like, you know, you're ready for round two.
Or maybe 10 pounds overweight.
It's fine. Well, you got to go run it off, man, and you do the rice thing and all that stuff, and you can just work it right off, man. And me, it's like I lie down for a while. But you could do the personal pans, which I really like mm-hmm. that, too. So if you're like me and you're, you know, you're trying to get chiseled for the next bodybuilding competition, right, Colfax, then you can do the personal pan and stuff, okay. too, man. I love a barbecue pizza to go to.
Oh, yeah.
Michael, one of our producers likes this, the potato. They have the potato stuff they put on there. So it's crazy, man. It's great stuff.
Now, where do you stand on the Hawaiian pizza as far as pineapple on pizza? Are you a firm believer in that? Like,
I don't really. I'll eat any kind of pizza, I've discovered. Okay. I used to be a pepperoni, cheese, that's it.
Okay.
I'll pretty much do any kind of pizza now. How about you? Is it a no-no?
I just feel like, you know, you're mixing things that shouldn't be together. I don't know. This is my thought, right? Like, pizza, you think salty, you think greasy, like, mm-hmm. you know, you're making bad decisions when you eat pizza, which, you know, we all do, right? But as soon as you add, like, the sweet flavor of pineapple, like, I don't know.
Maybe it offsets it somehow.
That's what I'm told. That's
like
what I'm told.
The pineapple kills the bad stuff. That's what I like to think when I'm doing it. Maybe that's part of my problem. Scott, okay, we got to get this figured out on the air once and for all. What kind of music do you like, man?
Oh, to be honest with you, I will listen to anything. Okay, so I had friends in Miami. They listened to all the EDM stuff, and, like, it actually grew on me. I listen to country. I listen to rock and roll. You had the Red Hot Chili Peppers playing. Like, I listen to everything.
Wow.
And anything.
I'll listen to trying to come up with a good intro for
rap, hip hop. Well, let's just keep it rolling with the Chili Peppers.
We could just mix it. Mix, like, a bunch of different genres together. How about that Nuggets song that we played earlier? That was good. What sports do you like to watch outside of studying film?
Okay. So if I'm not watching, you know, college football, my team are the Steelers.
Okay.
But right now, things are not hot.
Ooh, we got an interesting weekend coming up too. By the way,
we do.
Okay, so you like watching the Steelers? Do you like, what about basketball, hockey, baseball?
Actually, so we played basketball growing up. Me and my brother Brandon, AAU basketball, and he put me on the Lakers because his favorite player was Kobe Bryant. So everyone's like, "Well, you're just rooting for teams that win," and, like, you know, talking about the Steelers, you know, six rings, obviously. But I grew up watching the Lakers a little bit with Kobe, and then he retired for a little bit, and it was sad being a Lakers fan. Now it's awesome again because we got LeBron and AD. But that's my team.
That's your team. Man, there's some rivalries brewing in here because, of course, the Nuggets,
absolutely.
The Lakers treat us so poorly. They beat us all the time. we're trying to change that with Nikola Jokic and company this year.
Yep.
And then this weekend, Broncos, Steelers. Broncos are 3-1, but judging by Twitter, it doesn't feel like they're 3-1 today. It feels like
it sounded like a rough weekend for them.
It was a rough weekend, man. It was just one of those couldn't get the offense going. The Teddy Bridgewater gets the concussion, and then you know how that goes, man. How hard is it? You've seen it on that side of it, you know, with quarterback play. For a starting quarterback to get hurt, backup quarterback comes in second half. Everybody, you know, I'm seeing Twitter, they're just like, Drew Lock should pick up right where Teddy Bridgewater left off. How difficult is that?
It's extremely difficult. You talk about a guy that's probably getting minimum reps in practice, and you're telling him to go and carry the momentum that maybe the original starting quarterback had. It's extremely difficult. You're talking about a guy that probably wasn't even expecting to get in the game. And then you talk about, was he taking great mental reps in practice? Because to understand the scheme and what your game plan is for that day, it's hard. It really is hard. And, you know, if you're a guy that maybe was just at least going through the motions, you have a good feel for the game and understanding of what you have to accomplish. And not to say maybe he didn't have, you know, a good grasp of the game plan, but it's a tough thing to do.
So many, there's just a lot of fans that don't understand. And I'm not saying I understand 100%. This is why you're in here. But so many fans just, they look at it and go, all right, are you good at football or not? And it's so much of a mental game. You were talking to me just about the subtle adjustments that you made from week one on the defensive line to where what we saw against Iowa. And it blew my mind because from an outsider's perspective, you're just watching it going, okay, they're just playing better.
Yeah.
But you talk moving guys around, putting them in their original positions. One injury can offset an entire unit. I mean, there's just so much that goes to it.
Yeah, and there's a lot that does play into it. But I think, you know, if I'm using us, for example, if you're maybe the field end versus the boundary end, it's a huge difference. And if you're as an outsider looking in, you don't understand that there's probably a whole different, you know, set of expectations as far as you as a player leading into that game, as far as where you fit in the defense, you know. And a lot of people like to say I'm a great player, but I just think I'm fitting into a great defense with great guys around me.
Now you always have the right things to say, too. I mean, that's what the scouts are looking at, too, man. Are you comfortable talking about big-time goals in the middle of the season? Like, I know that you love this game, and
yeah.
You'd like for this game to be something you're doing for quite some time.
I'm going to ride this till the wheels fall off, absolutely.
So what does that look like for you? Because we talked about it. You were asked a lot of questions. Hey, why did you come back? I mean, obviously, I think a lot of people look at you and say, here's an NFL caliber guy, right? I mean, clearly. But you know that there's a couple of things that you said at the beginning of the season. There's a few things you want to work on before you take that next step.
Yeah, I want to become a more dominant pass rusher. I think I'm taking steps towards that. I still have a lot of room of improvement. The funny thing is, I've got a dad that played for the Hurricanes, won 2 national championships. Brother Matt won a national championship at Florida. Uncle played, and he watches my game. So I'm getting, you know, notes from everybody that watched my game. Even my brother Brent, he was a basketball player, but he takes notes, and he sends me screenshots all the time about how I was maybe being lazy on a certain play, you know? And it's just, it's funny of how, you know, competitive my family can be and where I get critiqued as a player. But the main things to tie back in, why I came back, is I wanted to, you know, establish myself as a more dominant pass rusher consistently. And consistently probably ties into everything else I wanted to do as far as coming back, because we only played a 4-game season. It didn't help me, you know, with my draft stock. I feel like if I wanted to leave early last year, forego this last year of eligibility. So I decided to come back. And in doing so, I also get the opportunity to finish and leave with my master's too, which is going to be huge for me too. I'll be the first one in my family with a master's degree.
Oh, wow. That's amazing, man. What's your master's in?
Sports management with a focus in business.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
We could probably talk about stuff, you know, in the future, man.
Oh, let's not.
Let's do some business together. I'm going to join you. We'll take the show on the road, man.
Yeah.
It's such an honor, honestly. I love covering Colorado State. I love covering the University of Northern Colorado. College football in general is just so much fun. But what this whole name, image, and likeness thing, and not even just that, but just what it provides, at least on this side of it, is an insight to you, not just as a player, but as a human being. But it also gives you, you know, hey, you're saying, hey, this was something I didn't even think about coming in here doing a weekly radio show. But that's what's so much fun, I think, for listeners, is a completely different avenue that we all can open up.
Absolutely. You know, it's cool, too, because I never really got to test out my radio voice. So that's what we're here finding out today.
I think it's a pretty darn good radio voice. I think we would. I've had listeners make the comparison, right? They say you kind of have this Chad Brown thing going.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But you go back and listen. You're going to go review this tape just like you study film,
yeah,
right? I'm sure you're going to spend hours on this one.
Yeah, maybe I'll learn just to lean into the mic more. That's what I'm learning.
Could I sit down with you like a D'Addazio figure and be like, Scott, here's what you're doing, man. Here's what
Speak up, lean in a little bit, elbows back, shoulder blades back a little bit. No, I mean,
I want to get this out too. Coach D'Addazio, you know, I think that you get this from the outside perspective, and we'll wrap up soon, but you do get sometimes reporters, and obviously last year before the season started, it was a tumultuous time, if I could spit that out. A lot of drama surrounding the program. And then when I met Coach D'Addazio, it's like, dude, I'm ready to do push-ups. I'm ready to run through a brick wall. And then, of course, you know, you get the Van Pelt clip that's on ESPN with Coach D'Addazio fired up, ready to go. Some people love it. Some people are like, what? Who is this guy? You've talked about this guy, and you're saying, hey, that's the guy. All right, he's going to say those things in the media, whatever. And it's not even like it's that controversial. But a loving, caring guy that's all about you guys individually, right? I mean, you've told me this several times.
The biggest things we talk about in our program, the biggest pillars are love and trust. Coach D'Addazio loves you, and if you trust him enough, he's going to make you a great football player. And I think that, you know, also ties into making you want to run through a brick wall for him, which he makes us do every day, which I love. And, you know, and we preach having a tough team, which obviously leads us, you know, competing with the number 3 team in the country. You know, so that being said, I love Coach D'Addazio. There couldn't be a better leader to lead this program. And, you know, he takes a lot of unnecessary hits on the chin in the media, I feel like, you know, and I think that's just because he loves us and he doesn't want us to. But if we really broke down individual mistakes in the game, we'd see a lot of them are probably just mental lapse in players' focus probably. And it happens, you know, it's a game of football. You're not going to be perfect all the time. The goal is to strive for perfection, but, you know, it's hard. And the game of football is so hard. And we talked about it. It can be mental at times. You know, there's guys on the field that have you know, tumultuous. How did you pronounce
it?
You
got it better than I did, man. You nailed it. There we go. Give him the job, please.
Harder times are harder, you know, I would say mental tasks than other players on the field too. But you got to hone in on your technique and your fundamentals and your jobs. And, you know, you got to be able to do your job and compete at a high level. And that's what we preach in our program. And sometimes that doesn't get accomplished, but it doesn't mean that, you know, it's a bad scheme or it's a horrible coach and you got to clean house again. It's not the case at all. We're building a program. You know, he's laying the foundation as we speak right now. And I think CSU has a lot of great things coming to them in the near future.
Are we going to be able to get him on with you? Because I've had him on the show before.
Ooh.
Are we going to be able to get him on this show with you leading the way and interviewing? Because I feel like I'm protected at that point if you're leading the interview. I'm just
he's the one that protects me, so I don't know.
I'm just background noise at that point.
Oh, man. If, yeah, I mean, maybe. Let's see what happens.
Think about it, right? No, in all seriousness, I've always said this, and Colfax, you can back me up on this. I love getting him on because he's animated, he's energetic, he's passionate. He did the Rams locking and hitting their fists.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes me like, I don't even know what's happening right now, man, but I'm ready to go. Let's do this. So I hope we can see more of that throughout the course of the season. And I will say this, Scott. I know that there was like the negative Twitter stuff going on for a little bit. I sense a lot of optimism going into this Saturday's game against San Jose State. Do you feel that?
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of optimism and a lot of, you know, great energy, I feel like, coming together this week. You know, we're all just looking forward to one thing, and that's winning. Coming out and 1-0 in conference play. That's all we're looking forward to as a team right now.
Hey, it's the new season, right? The non-conference stuff is great, but we all know what's really important.
Mm-hmm.
It's those conference games.
Exactly.
And what better way to get that started than the returning champ in San Jose State coming to your place, Canvas State. I'll be there. I'm excited for it. Your place this Saturday, man. It's going to be great.
Homecoming, yeah.
All right, Scott, anything else you want to add before we let you go, man? We'll
go
finally
Rams.
Let you leave. Go Rams. There it is. We're going to play that Rams music, too. I have a feeling. I know picks are coming up on Friday. I won't do it in front of Scott, but I just have a feeling we're going to be playing some Rams music coming up. So,
love to hear it.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. We'll let you get out of here. Appreciate you. This is going to be a blast following you along your journey throughout the rest of the season.
Sounds good.
All right, man. 36 minutes after the hour. It's been the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Prep sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Well, I jumped the gun. We're sticking with it here. Scott's staying here. He's like, dude, we're going. We're talking more. We got plenty to talk about. The Scott Patchen Show continues, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Yeah. Welcome to beer.
It's good, man. Well, you were telling me about some of these classes. You don't want to talk about them, but some of these classes you're taking, they sound really, really, really ridiculously hard.
Yeah, let's not talk about them.
Okay, we're not going to finance and numbers and stuff. Yeah, well, I'm in radio for a reason, man. I got stats in front of me here. I don't have to do any of that stuff.
I can read stats, but I just, you know, finance. It's rough.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a rough class for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm good. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Did you watch a lot of Mountain West football? We had some interesting games on the docket this weekend.
I have to. It's literally, you know, my job. I got to watch film on all these guys.
There were some interesting ones. Of course, Nevada, Boise State. I did call the Nevada game, which finally got one right out of like 30 of my picks on Friday. So that felt good. Nevada, Boise State. That was interesting.
Yep. Nevada came out with the win.
Yeah, they did. And then, of course, the team that we're not allowed to mention on this show that's a few miles north there, they're undefeated. They didn't play this weekend. They're undefeated, but I don't know that it feels quite like they're undefeated.
Yeah, well, I mean, who do they play?
They played UConn. Was that 2 weeks ago they played UConn?
Yeah, they almost lost.
Yeah.
It was a close game, right?
Yeah, and they almost lost to Montana State on the so it'll be interesting. Like I said, I seriously, and I'm not just saying this because you're in front of me and you're a lot bigger than me and you do a lot more of those strong exercises.
The rice
is one of them for sure. We're going to start that, though. So next week when you come in, you're going to be like, Brady, dude, you look like you're ready.
Your forearms, you're man, they're just massive.
I know. They're pretty. Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. But, yeah, I think that, you know, when you look at this team, this Colorado State team, and I'm not just saying it, it does feel like from week one to week five, it feels like a completely different team. And I guess that's not just college football. That's football, isn't it?
Well, you know, you got guys, too, that, you know, probably, I don't want to say grow up, but they mature in their roles, and then they start to actually take and hone in on their, I want to say, roles on the team. I'm just going to use the word again. Roles on the team again, I mean, and they just run with it. And we've seen that. You know, we've seen guys, and then they – you know, go above and beyond and play, you know, out of their minds in their role. And so we've seen that, I feel like, and then we've just seen guys not make the simple, like we talked about, a mental lapse maybe from week one to week two. Coach Heater has a saying, you know, we got a bag of crap. You know, you try to get things out of that. They try to put you in conflict each and every week as far as the scheme goes. And we try to get things out of our bag of, I'm going to say it again, crap. But, you know, and prepare yourself for the game as far as, you know, things being thrown at you in the heat of battle that, you know, you possibly weren't expecting.
We're talking to Scott Patchen, the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We're going to be doing this every single Monday. It's a treat for me, man, because to hear stuff like that, to hear coaches when they're talking to you guys and how you're utilizing that and how you're going forward and the progression between week from week to week, it's such a blast. And I think a lot of listeners really get excited about it because it's just stuff that we don't typically get.
Yeah, you should be excited about it too because we got the defending Mountain West champions coming in for homecoming and it's going to be a great game and I'm excited.
San Jose State, yeah, looking at this team going forward. Now, they were without Starkle, their starting quarterback. Nick Nash comes in. Hey, he plays pretty well. He threw for 193 yards, three touchdowns. So he played pretty well there. How does that look for you guys? Who are you expecting? Are you preparing for both?
So we kind of, I think, had an idea that they were going to do that because I think they did that last year, if I'm not mistaken. Number 16, right?
Yeah. Yep.
We watched both of their backup quarterbacks, too. Number 3, and then I think it was it 6 or 4? I forget the other one. But we watched it, you know. I don't want to say hopeful. We were expecting them to put 16 in the game this week and have them prepared because they did that last year. But we've also been ready, you know, for 3 and the I forget the other one's number 2. But, and, you know, just kind of waiting to see what happens. So we got to watch, you know, this last game. And obviously we'll go off that film and we'll prepare for them. And we'll be ready, I think. So it's going to be exciting, though.
Yeah, had a guy that with Tyler Nevins ran for, you know, 115 yards, threw out a touchdown there.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're seeing, you know, this team, you know, they have a lot of really positive things. Again, starting 3-2, I don't know that they had the start that they were dreaming of to start the season, but you're sitting at 2-0 at home. They're looking to become road warriors a little bit in their next couple of weeks.
Yep. It's probably not ideal you lose your quarterback too, but. That being said, they're probably ready to roll with it, and you know if they need to make changes to their offense, they probably will. And we'll see. We'll get their best shot from them, I feel like. So I'm excited. Can't say that enough.
It's a tough conference, and this is why, you know, last week talking about the changes. Here are my chairs sinking as we were talking about the sinking chair. Colfax, is that a trick? You know, we're talking about, hey, why it makes sense to stay in this conference with, you know, the Boise States, the San Diego States, the Colorado States, to be quite frank, Air Force as well. You're looking at some games over the weekend, and I was just thoroughly entertained. We talked about that Boise State-Nevada game.
And Stanford game versus Oregon, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, there were some great games throughout, just throughout the weekend, man. It was nuts.
And I was watching that Oregon game, to be honest with you, closely. It was cool, man. But, you know, I actually like Coach Cristobal a lot. He's a great guy and even a great coach. There was a clip of him, I remember, chewing out his player, too, from the week before. It was on Twitter and went viral for a minute. But, you know, people were like, oh, he shouldn't be yelling at his player that much. To be honest with you, no. The player responded, too. There was, you know, eye contact. He understood that he messed up and he knew he needed to get corrected. And you hate to see them lose versus Stanford. But,
yeah,
you know, a team that's possibly in contention for the college football playoffs. But
I'm always curious, like, your perspective, because we're, you know, it's 2021, and you get some coaches that are, you know, they're not yellers. They're guys that are pretty calm and collected. They're not really yelling. They're not really screaming. They're not doing that kind of thing. Doesn't make them good or bad necessarily. But then you get coaches that they can get after you a little bit. What does it for you, getting after you?
I respond to yellers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think this is probably why I love Coach Smith the most, but going back to Little League, my coach was Marty Cusick, and he played for Woody Hayes at Ohio State. So he was a yeller.
Okay. Yeah.
I go to high school. Coach DeCoy Blunt played at USF. He was a yeller as well. He got me going. I went to IMG. I had Chris Winkie as my head coach. He was a yeller. I just respond to, you know, yellers. I respond to somebody getting on me, you know, telling me I need to go harder, do better, you know, because everybody needs to get pushed and everybody needs motivation. So if you got a coach that gives you both those two things, you're probably going to play at or near your best. And I think if you have a soft, you know, quiet guy that's, oh, it's okay, you're going to do fine, you know, like today's culture probably wants, you know, and expects out of people because you can't hurt everybody's feelings,
right.
You know, or you just create a soft culture like that. And I don't think you accomplish what you want to if you set out as a team with, you know, people just treating you like, you know, it's okay, we'll get them next time. Like, that's not the case. You have to have urgency. And that's probably one of the biggest things I try to stress to everybody is just urgency. Urgency in doing your job, urgency in getting everything done and doing everything that you need to get accomplished, you know, that week as far as preparation for the game and everything like that.
I like it, man. Holding people accountable.
Oh, yeah.
It's the name of the game. 48 minutes after the hour. We got to wrap up. We'll come back. We'll close out the show on the other side. The Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NoCo now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Miles Blumhardt, sports editor at the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
And we're back, wrapping up today's edition, the very first installment of the Scott Patchen Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Got about a minute and a half here, Scott. But, man, so far so good. What'd you think? Did you have fun?
I've loved it. You know, I'm learning. You know, I think over the three different breaks, I've started to actually eat this microphone and sound a little louder.
Well, you said you wanted yelling, and Colfax, he yells back there, man. He gets after it. He's like, hey, speak into the microphone. I'm like, wow, it's a little aggressive, man.
I just apologize to everybody if you couldn't hear me the first part, but I didn't know. This first time, bear with me, everybody. I'll get better, hopefully.
Dude, you were fantastic. It's just funny because Scott is a very large human, and we're all very not large humans, and you got all these not large humans like, hey, Scott, speak into the microphone, man. Feel free to take us out at any point.
No, I respond to yelling. Come on, I respond to yelling.
And I'm not a yeller. I'm the opposite of that, but I actually did respond to yelling, too, so it kind of worked out. Just ask my wife. But anyway, great time with you, my friend. I know we're gonna hang out. We got to get out to Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Yep.
We're going to do a little football and pizza talk. And maybe we need to do this, and we need to order the pineapple pizza, and you try it from Crazy Carl's Pizza and see if it changes your mind.
You know what? I'll do it, and I'll have a bunch of my teammates there because they know I don't like pineapple on my pizza.
All right, we're going to give it a shot.
I'll give it a shot.
I think it's good for you. Pineapple's good
for
you.
I'm not saying it's not good for you, but I'm just saying it's like a cardinal sin when it comes to pizza and eating. I feel like you're making decisions like, you know, that are bad for you. When you eat pizza, it's salty, it's greasy.
So you want to go all in. You're like, yeah, I'm going all in.
If you're going to have a cheat meal, you know, are you going to have a salad?
No, you're going to have something
else. Thank you. That's my thoughts.
I have to have pineapple, okay? I got to watch my weight. I don't have football practice. Scott, you're amazing. We'll talk to you next Monday. Good luck this Saturday. I'll see you out there, my friend.
All right. See you guys next Monday.
All right. That's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.